This is Day to Day. I'm Madeline Brand.
I'm Alex Chadwick. Coming up, we've got a tale of two cities and how they're dealing with foreclosed and abandoned homes. One of these cities is fighting to save the vacant places. Another, it wants to actually tear them down. First, though, this. Rule Britannia. Britannia rule the waves. How do you like that?
I'm astonished.
Thank you.
It's actually quite lovely. And the reason why Alex sang that little ditty, former British Prime Minister Tony Blair, well, he's angling for a new job. He wants to be the so-called President of Europe. That's the title for the head of the European Union. Blair hasn't actually said he wants the job. That would be a little unseemly. But his aides are, in their words, not denying it. Vicky Barker reports from London.
A good 10 feet above London's Covent Garden, acrobat Matthew Rawson juggles plastic swords on a high-rise unicycle, his nonstop patter holding the lunch hour crowds in thrall. It was perhaps in just such a spirit that Tony Blair floated his candidacy for the as yet undefined job of European president. Blair throwing one more glittering saber into the air while also balancing his other jobs, trying to bring peace to the Middle East, consulting for J.P. Morgan, and writing his memoirs. Can Mr. Blair pull this one off? Fellow acrobat Matthew Rawson says, yes.
If you're good with the people, I suppose you can sell anything, can't you?
Blair's supporters haven't sold it to Eurosceptics and opposition politicians like the Conservative former Foreign Secretary Malcolm Rifkin.
Is he the right person? No, I don't actually think he is, because by his own standards, his whole strategy in Europe failed miserably. He wanted to be at the heart of Europe, and yet he was more responsible than anyone for dividing Europe over the Iraq War. He failed to get Britain into the single currency, I'm delighted to say, and I'd be astonished if the rest of Europe sees them as their natural spokesman.
Rifkind doubts Blair will still want the job once the job description's finalized.
The president of the European Council is going to be a chap sent on behalf of the other heads of government to speak on their behalf. He'll have some prestige. He may have some influence. If he makes a speech, it'll be reported, no doubt. But it's not actually real power.
Blair's supporters also seem faintly surprised he'd want the job, but say he'd be a great candidate if he does. Dennis McShane was Prime Minister Blair's Minister for Europe.
He gets results. Europe needs results. So if he wants a job, and frankly I think it's a job with a lot of bureaucracy and boring bits in it, there's nobody else better in Europe.
EU ambassadors should begin the tortuous task of working out the job description next month. Then, if all 27 EU nations reach agreement, they'll start selecting the candidates. There's a reason the European anthem has no words. They still haven't agreed on them. And what of Europeans themselves? One pro-European group has already collected more than 4,000 signatures in a Stop Blair campaign. Jérôme Guillet is behind the online petition, available in 20 languages.
We would like to make this as broad a movement as possible throughout Europe and to give a clear message. Tony Blair does not represent us. Tony Blair does not represent Europe.
Simon Haggart is a columnist with Britain's Guardian newspaper.
There's a suspicion that he's too close to the United States, too keen to do what the United States wants. And there's a feeling that if Europe is going to have any meaning at all, it's got to be a block of states which are not opposed to the US, but distinct and with clearly different policies.
And if not the president of Europe, what do the British people want for the man who was their prime minister for so long? Simon Haggart again.
It's very odd, you know. Tony Blair just seems to have vanished. There he was for more than 10 years. You couldn't switch on the TV without seeing him. You couldn't switch on the radio without hearing him. And yet, you know, seems to have just vanished. It's almost as if he was never there. Very odd. I don't think the British people care either way.
British bookies, by the way, put the odds of a President Tony Blair at 12 to 1. For NPR News, I'm Vicky Barker in London.